Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Class, we've got a full schedule today. No calls. We will not be able to take calls because of the full schedule. Greg has got a full schedule, and so does Bert. And just as a quick point of information, I got a call from Gwyneth last night. And she said, Vincent, you know, you have gone on some rants about bearings, wheel bearings, and how she reminded me of how I've said that we have had to replace bearings on our equipment because they keep failing, like front wheel hub bearings, all kinds of bearings. And we don't make bearings in the United States of America. They're made in China. So a wheel hub on a pickup truck from the factory would probably last 15 years. A replacement bearing from the big box auto stores are made in China, and they might last 18 months. And to replace one of these, it takes a 20-ton press. You have to take the wheel off. You have to take the hub off. Then you have to put the disc rotor and the wheel hub assembly in a 20-ton press, and you have to individually press out each stud. Then you put the new wheel hub assembly on the old disc brake rotor, and you press the studs back in, and then you reinstall it, and it's a several-hour job. So you're talking about, I don't know, maybe $500. And we've gone through seven of these on one side of our Dodge pickup truck and a couple on the other side. And now they come with lifetime warranty. And the auto parts store is sick of us. And they're sick of us. We're sick of them for selling substandard Chinese junk. So then she said, Vincent, I've got it. I'm paraphrasing. So I've got it. That's what happened with the Norfolk Southern rail train in Ohio. Wheel bearing. And guess what, class? She's absolutely right. According to the reports that are now just coming out, it was the railroad knew, allegedly, according to the internet, they knew they had a wheel bearing that was at end of life or about to fail, and they just kept on going. And they blew up this town in Ohio. Greed, mismanagement, carelessness, recklessness. And so what should happen? The entire board of directors of Norfolk Southern should be thrown overboard without compensation. The CEO and all the vice presidents should be removed from their positions without compensation this afternoon. That's my opinion. They destroyed an entire town. And here at USA Prepares, we said, well, let's blame me. I said, I believe that this is the worst or the second worst man-made disaster in the United States, period. And I stand by it. And let's see what happens. Let's see if it really turns out to be what I think it but I think it is. Now, the first tie for first and second place are probably Three Mile Island, the nuclear meltdown in Pennsylvania, and this Norfolk Southern disaster. Go ahead, Greg. Welcome.
I think I kind of disagree. I think the first one right now would be the shot in the arm that's been given out. That's a disaster. But I'm really, really concerned right now because things are coming out in the open. The fact that they just lowered the deadly exposure rate to this chemical right before it happened. Now, I sent you an article, and during the break, just verify that for me. Look at the numbers. Look how much they, parts per million, they downgraded it. And this is why other countries right now are saying that this is much worse than, you know, they're calling it Chernobyl event. And the map of where it's, where this cloud is, it, you know, I would say the Chesapeake and all those areas are going to have that, that same, those same chemicals in them that are killing all the fish and the animal life around them. I mean, you've got to understand that, you know, should you get some rain involved, it should it go, you know, land down around streams, it all going to end up in rivers. This is a mass spread. Those clouds sprout out. Just look what a chemtrail, a contrail, what you want a chemtrail does in the sky. Can you imagine these massive clouds and the damaging effect that they're going to have? One owner took her cat to the vet. I read a story on, and they, you know, the vet could only say that it was the chemical spill that killed the animal. And this is an indoor cat. Well, we've got a lot coming down the pike. Your thoughts, Vince?
Well, let me read an email. This is from one of your instructors' class. Kathy sent me this email. She lives in Ohio. Vince, thank you for talking about the train derailment. I've been listening and researching what has happened. I'm furious. They are incompetent, evil, and maybe there was sabotage. There is no Red Cross, no FEMA. The government is ignoring them. I'm still wondering why they had to blow it up. I read that they were shoveling contaminated soil back on the railroad tracks. They say the water is okay to drink. One lady opened her windows and her canary died. Everything is going to be ruined around there. There were three other train derailments recently. Just a coincidence? I could go on, but I know, but I am sure you know what happened. Thank you for talking about it on the air. I've heard some podcasts. I've heard some on podcast, YouTube, and read some articles. Thank you for your advice on the overvoltage issue. And she goes on about things that they're fixing. And how's everything on your home and farm? Sorry, I just had to vent. I'm so angry. Thank you, Kathy. Here's my response. Kathy. Yes, I agree. I can't detach. I can't ignore what's happening. Ostriches detach. Gwyneth called me to remind me about a rant about a year ago regarding bearings and how they come from China. And is that what failed on the rail tanker car? All of our politicians are to blame. And where is Pete? And you should be furious. These incompetent, greedy, ignorant, AWOL politicians did it. And the GDP doesn't comprehend the magnitude of what just happened. Thank you, Vincent. Does that sum it up? I think so. So here we have where a massive, massive catastrophe. And homosexual Pete is AWOL. He is the government's number one transportation person. I believe I believe that these homosexuals are, this is going to infuriate people, so be it. I believe that they are so interested in their own personal pleasure that everything else comes second, including a job with a massive amount of responsibility. Pete What's-His-Butt, Pete Buttigieg, is absolutely incompetent, and he has failed completely as transportation secretary. The entire administration is shameful. Absolutely shameful. The guy that they put at the highest level of nuclear waste stole woman's luggage, and their dirty laundry, used laundry, undergarments, denied it, lied about it, and this is the guy that they put in charge of nuclear waste? You know, Greg, I said to Mrs. Finelli this morning, I think we're going to lose our entire fruit crop. A couple days ago, it was 60 degrees. Then the Bidens sprayed chemicals in the air, and we had a massive cool down about 20 degrees. I mean, it was 20 degrees Fahrenheit this morning here at the farm. Absolute frozen. And the fruit trees were beginning to bud. I have a feeling we lost the entire crop because of intentional manipulation of the weather.
Well, over 40.
This damage is intentional. That means that it is tax deductible. That means they inflicted it on us. This is more tax deductions, but I cannot eat tax deductions, but I can eat fruit. We went through a massive amount of work to plant an orchard, and we've been nurturing and nurturing and caring for it and feeding it, and they're destroying it. It's not just us. Everybody else, too. I'm just using us as a micro example of what they're doing.
Vincent, there were over 40 cattle that just died in Colorado. Now, what they're saying now is that it was wolves. Another extremely, absolute, devastating decision by some so-called naturalist who isn't even alive, and we can't even prosecute for the crime of introducing the meanest, the biggest, the worst species of wolf on the planet into the United States that has never been there. It's called the gray wolf. The gray wolf never existed in the United States territory until they had the bright idea to put it there. 40 cattle. Sounds like a pack to me.
It has to be a pack. One gray wolf can't do that. A herd of cattle will kill that wolf. They'll stomp it to death. And actually, I wouldn't mind being there to see that. Class, everything is broken.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That was very interesting what Greg said. And he mentioned, and I'm paraphrasing, he disagreed with me about, you know, the worst man-made disaster in the United States. And I said, Three Mile Island and in the Ohio catastrophe. And then he mentioned the vaccine. Well, think about this, class. Let's say we're both right. And the top three are Three Mile Island with the nuclear radioactive release that'll be with us forever. And the Ohio contamination of the Ohio River and the drinking water and the land that's those people who are downwind and they're going to get the benefit of all these toxins falling down on their vegetable gardens and their cropland and the grazing land for the cows and the milk that the children consume and the food products that we all consume. So we're probably all going to be touched by that. And then let's add to the vaccine, to that mix, the vaccine. All right, so what's a common thread through two of those three absolute catastrophic man-made events? China. China in the bearings. China in the vaccine. China in the virus. China, China, China.
Great. Yeah, this is what happens when you have dictators. And we've fast worked our way into dictatorship by, you know, rigged or appointed elections. You know, the more I read about what's going on, and the effects on future generations from this shot in the arm. There are some scientists who are saying that this could be a human extinction event. The Moderna and Pfizer vaccine. Oh, a little side note, little side story I read. The bottle cap balloon club lost contact with their balloon, their high altitude balloon that they'd been tracking, in the same area that the military shot down the balloon, the $400,000 missile. Think about that for a minute.
Greg, that bottle cap club has a $12 balloon.
$12.
Yeah. I mentioned that nobody in China has anything the size of three buses. Nobody. Nobody in China, no personal property of anyone in China. Yeah, you know, except for maybe the extreme wealthy. But, you know, the common person, the bottom 93% in China, they don't have anything that's that big. They don't have a house that big. They don't have anything that big. So to blame the common Chinese person for experimenting with satellite telemetry, solar panels, huge solar panels, telemetry to transmit what is received by cameras and radar. That's nonsense. That's government-level equipment. Government-level. Takes scientists and engineers and machinists and mechanics and assemblers and innovators to do that kind of thing. Some guy living in a small apartment in China isn't going to be able to do that. And neither
is
anyone
have a feeling
living in a trailer, in a dilapidated trailer in the United States, is going to be able to do it either.
Yeah, I kind of have a feeling we're going to see an end to, new inventions and progress because of our public school system and what it's doing to the minds of the children there.
You see that article?
You see that article
about that father who was just trying to read a book, just some passages of a book, and he didn't use any profanity, didn't use any vulgarity. It's about how to expose yourself on the internet. I'm not talking about publicity. I'm talking about sexually graphic exposure. And this guy really was very polite, and he got shut down by the school board.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Taiwan's defense ministry says a Chinese weather balloon landed on one of its outlying islands. The ministry statement overnight said the balloon carried equipment registered to a state-owned electronics company in the northern city of Taiyuan. A publicity officer at the company identified in the report said it had provided electronics but had not built the balloon, and the gear was sold to the China Meteorological Administration. Nearly 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, frustration is being reported on the part of the residents near the border of Pennsylvania. The EPA says it's monitoring the area, including inside hundreds of homes, and so far nothing has been found, while some residents are claiming not feeling well. Republican Governor Mike DeWine.
Indicate the testing is negative, it's clear.
A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about in the public school system is it's okay to let underage children check out this tripe, this pure trash that's in the libraries. The librarians are the ones who recommend the purchase of these books, by the way. And my dad was a school principal. You all know that, right? And every year, my dad would go to the school during the summer and personally open every single book that the library had decided to recommend for purchase. Every single book my dad opened and perused, every single one. And how do I know that? Because many years when I was a young child, he brought me with him. And I got a chance to look at all the new books that the school was purchasing. My dad, the principal, supervised that process. He felt he was responsible as the top person in that school. He felt he was responsible for that reading material. And if he objected, guess what? It did not get purchased. It got sent back. Now,
I remember, Vincent. Go ahead.
Now, superintendents make, oh, I don't know, 160 to over $300,000 to $400,000 a year. My dad didn't make anything like that. The school systems have been hijacked by these twisted, demented degenerates. They're in the libraries, they're in the classrooms, they're in the administration, they're counselors.
We're in deep trouble, class. I think I saw some of these people that are in charge. I remember being in grade school and watching some of them eat the Elmer's glue because they said it had a minty flavor to it. And the sad part about it is now we're in a world where you've put all of your time, your effort into building up your future, your home. You had your home built. And you find out these same people have replaced the concrete in your foundation with Elmer's glue. And a storm's coming. This is how I feel right now inside, as an analogy. How do we let these people in there? I think
we've been asleep. I'll tell you how. This father, and I tried to find the article during the break. I can't find it. It was on Daily Mail, but it's now pushed down so low I can't find it. Or it's been pushed off. And I did a search and I still can't find it. But what happens in these meetings is they have a timer. And they've done this to me. They've done this to me when I was running for the board of directors of Euclid Electric Cooperative. They have a timer that they say, you may now speak. And they hit the button. And the clock tick, tick, ticks, and you get 3 minutes. Then the gong goes off, and they shut off your microphone. You have 3 minutes to politely make your point. And if you're not polite, they shut you down. And I got to tell you, I have to hand it to this father for not losing his cool, not coming unglued, because of what is being taught in the public indoctrination camp. I had a discussion with a young mom yesterday, and I was explaining to her why she is perfectly competent and capable, and her family is perfectly competent and capable of educating their toddler. Their toddler does not need to go to the training camp to become a homo. She can prevent all that. She absolutely can. And I literally wrote down on the back of an envelope the time. Said, okay, so you know, you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you have breakfast, and then you wait for the bus, and you get on the bus and you ride the bus for 45 minutes, then you get to school, and I'm talking about elementary school. And then you wait in the classroom while the other children who haven't had breakfast get to eat in the cafeteria. Then they all come back from the cafeteria, and then guess what? You go to the bathroom. Only three at a time can go into the bathroom because the children might fight. So that takes another half an hour. Then you have about a 45-minute class. Then you have another class. Then you have a bathroom break. And then you go to lunch. And then you go to recess. And then you have a bathroom break. And then you have two classes. And I said, you could have your child completely educated in 2 hours, maybe three. So if you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, your child can be completely educated by 9 a.m. in the morning. And then the rest of the day, the child can do whatever he or she wants. Learns, reads, everything becomes a lesson. And I said, I guarantee you, your child will be number one of that age group. Number one, by staying out of the public training camp.
And they tell you, should you decide to homeschool your children, well, your child's not going to have the social skills that he needs by being around all these other children. I mean, come on. What I'm saying is my numbers.
I got that question. I got that question when I was in Virginia. They said, your child will not have the opportunity to be, you know, socialized with other children. I said, why would I want our children to be socialized with thugs? Why? And I said, and the other part is that's real easy. They're going to karate class. And if they have a problem, they're going to take care of it right then and there. And our daughter took second place in six-state regional fighting class, fighting tournament. Second place in a region. Our son competed at the Nationals at Disney Wide World of Sports. Took third place in fighting nationally. I don't think you're going to have too many problems.
No. You know, and even back when we were growing up, it was obvious and evident. What you know, do you remember the words of a certain song? When I think back at all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can even read the writing on the wall.
Yeah, Simon, Paul Simon, right?
Yes. And that's, when I look back at high school, that's the exact same feeling I have. It was a complete and total waste of time. Until I actually got out of there and decided that I was going to do some education online myself, that's when I really began to learn. Because I didn't have this setup that they have in the school. It's just a complete waste of time. And you're just, I don't know. There's just so much mind numbness and for the good of the many, I guess you would call it, no individualism anymore. And I've had people tell me, employers, you know, that the best employees that they ever had came from homeschooling. Why? Because they didn't need somebody to hold their hand and tell them what to do. They saw the problem and they took care of it. You have to raise your hand to go to the bathroom and ask for permission to go to the bathroom. You put a homeschooler into school, and what's he do when he's got to go to the bathroom? He just gets up and he goes.
You know, when I, Greg, very interesting. Greg, very interesting. I taught public high school back in the 90s, 1993. And I had an exemption because I didn't have a teacher's license. But the skills that I had were such that they couldn't find anybody to teach the class that I was teaching. So I got a 3-year exemption. I didn't last 3 years. I lasted about 18 months. And I quit. But I told my students, I had the largest classroom in the entire school district. And
sorry, did you?
I did.
Oh,
and 60 students in one classroom. Wow. And the classroom was the size of a cafeteria or a gymnasium. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. And I told my students that I didn't want to know. I did not want to know if they had to go to the bathroom. They did not have to raise their hand and ask me for permission. I told them that I believe that if they have to go to the bathroom, they have to go to the bathroom. Just go. You don't have to tell me. You don't have to ask me. You don't have to raise your hand. But you better not lie to me. Okay? And leave and then do something else besides go to the bathroom. And I never had a problem. Never. And I told my students that class begins, and we'll say 9 o'clock. I told them that they had to be in class in uniform, and I demanded that my students wear a uniform in my class. The only students in the entire school that had to wear a uniform. They had to change into the uniform to be in my class. And I bought them the uniform. And I told them that they had to be there on time, and if they were late, they would find the door locked. they would not be able to open the door from the outside and get in. Because I would lock it. And then they would have, if they were late, they'd have to come up with why they were late to the vice principal, who would be walking the hall saying, what are y'all doing in the hall? I didn't have any problems with my students except for the one who got pregnant and delivered her baby in the bathroom on the day I was working at another school. But for those of you who have a great memory, you might remember one of your instructors. His name is Pat Shannon, S-H-A-N-N-A-N, USA Prepares Instructor. He wrote a book. And the book is titled, Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. How's that sound? He wrote it many, many, many years ago. Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie. You can look it up. Just do a search on Everything They Ever Told Me Was a Lie, and you'll find it. USA Prepares Instructor Pat Shannon. And what he was talking about was the media. It's outrageous lies that just keep coming. And that's where we are today. We're being lied to at every turn. The president, you can't believe anything he says. He changes his mind, or he doesn't remember, or his handlers change their mind and tell him what to remember, or what not to remember, or what to say, or what to forget. This is pitiful. It's beyond pitiful.
Yeah.
I hope we don't get into a shooting war because we are at a severe disadvantage. We've got a nincompoop in the White House.
Can't even hold a sentence together.
Right. Right.
Seriously.
Right. And by the way, he's fit. They just he had his physical and he's fit for office. Can you believe that?
That kindergarten?
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, so now we have to have commercials to tell people to be polite with their motorized missiles and not participate in road rage. And, you know, I was behind the wheel with our son years ago. This dark two-lane road, one lane coming, one lane going here in Missouri. And it just gotten dark. And I said to our son, oh, I can't believe this guy's flying up behind me, passed me on a double yellow line. He must be a way better driver than I am, because I can't really see well enough to in this, you know, light fog to do the speed limit. But this guy passed on a double yellow line. I said, this guy must be a great driver. But I'm certainly not going to drive that speed. And about a minute later, there was a crash, and the guy crashed into a deer, flipped the car over in a ditch. I guess he was wondering why that happened. So we have commercials telling people to be polite on the road. Can you imagine that? We have to have commercials to tell people to be polite on the road, and they have to be clever commercials to get the attention of the generally dumb public. It's an outrage. Why can't people be polite? Why don't they push people around? And you know who pushes people around the most? These people with these big, front, aggressive-looking pickup trucks. General Motors, Ford, and Ram. These great, big, pushed-out trucks that nobody needs to have. Because you can put a 4x8 sheet of plywood in the 1950s. Pickup truck, which was way smaller. You can even put a piece of 4x8 plywood flat in my old 1500 Silverado pickup truck. You know that?
You know, I call them double cheeseburgers, because if you look at the grill, they're like stacked up like a double cheeseburger. It's just a complete waste of space.
And they get terrible fuel economy, and they seem to think that it is important to ride your tail. On the East Coast in the 1960s, 70s, they used to call that rubbernecking, riding somebody's, you know, right on their bumper. It's not necessary. You can't go any faster riding on somebody's bumper than if you maintain a safe distance behind them.
A four-wheel drive, and say, for instance, in the winter, actually means nothing for speed, okay? Let me give an example. I was coming over years ago, a place called Elk Mountain in Wyoming. And I came over the top, and I noticed about, like five trucks at the bottom their flasher's going and going slow. I got on and I said, what's going on? They said, it's a sheet of ice. So I immediately started to back out of it. And as I did, my trailer started to swing to the right. So I had to let off my brakes and finally got it slowed down just about where I needed to be safe. And here comes one of those trucks. Well, it was a 4Runner, actually. Flying top speed down over the hill, past us like he was, you know, there was no tomorrow. And I got on the radio and I said, be ready because I think he's going to find out why we're driving slow. Sure enough, we came over the hill. He had crossed over the other lanes of traffic on the freeway, gone up the side of the hill, maybe 50 yards, and flipped it. And he was climbing out the top of his passenger side door. They just don't get it. People have lost their ability to reason and think. When you see hundreds of cars in the ditches flipped over on a highway, the first thing you want to do is say, why are they thinking, you know, the average person would say, well, why are there so many wrecks? Oh, it's got to be ice. Something's, you know, we got a problem here, so you back out of it. But that's not what's happening, Vince. And I'm just dumbfounded.
You know, there's so many situations like this that I see people pass me, and you know, if I'm with our son in the pickup truck and I'm behind the wheel, I go, gosh, they must have way better tires than we do. They must be way better drivers. And I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah. Or they must because have a lot more confidence in the brakes than I do. Because I don't have that kind of confidence in my brakes.
Well, I don't either. And I don't have that much confidence in our tires and our suspension and the rest of the vehicle. And I maintain them meticulously. I know for a fact what is underneath me. I know for a fact what it's like. And, I know what wheel bearings are like when they fail. Kind of like on, you know, train cars. I know what this is like. Because I maintain these vehicles.
Yeah.
I haven't had a wheel bearing failure in my entire life that has been catastrophic. You know, I catch it before that because I check our vehicles. You know, I jack them up, I wiggle the wheels, and, oh, a little more play than I'd like, and I fix it right then and there. I don't.
What can we do? Get self-sufficient, people. Get educated.
RealWaterIndependence.com, Greg's website, RealWaterIndependence.com. And for those living in Ohio, going toward Maine in the United States, looks like the winds are moving the toxic cloud that way. You might want to get some water distillation equipment. And don't count on the government, the EPA, or Norfolk Southern to help anybody. They just help themselves.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.